The city needs to have an economic stream. The first thing I would do is get with the public works director and find out how and get how we can take 80 million gallons of water being dumped in the bay and make it a profitable money-making venture for the city of Tampa. We're dumping 80 million gallons of the Howard Current into the bay, and that's water. Having served on Swift Mud, that's an asset. Water is a problem. You can't develop without water. So we need to make sure we take that storm water, not sewer to tap, because there's problems with aqua storage recovery. But to find a way by getting with Swift Mud, asking for cooperative funding grants, which I worked to get millions of dollars in the city of town for stormwater for cooperative grants with Swift Mud, and find a way to make that money. And the way that would be determining if I'm successful is that we're making money from them 80 million gallons of water going in the bay, and it's being used. It could be reused. It could be reclaimed. But we need to look at assets that we have, and an engineer can do that. And that's what I do. I do engineering, I solve problems, and I want to put it to work for our city of Tampa.
Thank you. There's 147 people a day moving to the Tampa metropolitan area. We can talk about everything we talked about, but there's one thing that you cannot live without, and it's on your table. Been here for over 300-400 million years, called water. I have been working on changing what Mr. Robinson said. And we are working, and we are very close with Swift Mud and others. However, we took one vote at Tampa Bay Water, and we fell two votes short because I got to depend on Pasco, Pinellas, Hillsborough County, the city of Newport Richey, the city of St. Pete, and Tampa. We received four votes, and they had five on their side. So now that vote's coming again in February. We need six votes to get it to do exactly what Mr. Robinson said, to get that water and turn it around, make it drinking water. You see, that solves the problem for 50 to 75 years from now. However, if we don't get that vote, we got a problem. Thank you.
Charlie, with all due respect, you've been on council off and on since 1974, and you're the longest serving member of the water board. You haven't solved it in those decades. I don't know why we expect something different now. With that said, my platform is addressing transportation, addressing affordability, inclusivity in neighborhoods. The core way that we can do that is with zoning. And the biggest thing we can do with zoning is addressing our density bonus system. We can reformat our density bonus system where instead of choosing 3 out of 10 criteria to get higher density, we do a points-based system. And that points-based system encourages affordable housing. It encourages green energy. It encourages green space. This is the way where we make this city fully integrated. This is the way that we guide development along mass transit corridors. This is the biggest way that we prepare for the enormous amount of growth that we have coming into this city. This is where we preserve our character going forward as a city. We preserve our history of diversity and be the next great city. Thank you.